Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, are weight loss medications right for you? And if you decide to take them, how do you eventually stop? What happens next? Are you on them for life? Will the weight come back if you stop? How do you manage the cravings? These are just a few of the questions that inspired our next guest to write his book, Food Noise: How Weight Loss Medications and Smart Nutrition Can Silence Your Cravings. Dr. Jack Mosley, GP Registrar, good afternoon.
All right, good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for taking time out to talk to us today. So Food Noise is the book. And just before we get to it, just commiserations on the death of your dad. He was a regular on our show. And I actually think about him regularly because he was one of the people who introduced me to the standing on one foot and close my eyes for a minute, because he had all those things. If there's one thing you can do, wasn't it? That was part of, he had a podcast series that, and we loved him on the show. So commiserations. How have you been since? Because it's less than a year now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been a difficult time for myself and my family over the last year, with something happening so sudden as well. But it has made a real difference that we have stayed so close as a family, and if anything, it has brought us closer together. When he did pass away, the outpouring of grief from around the world really just blew us away. And like you say, he made such a big impact to so many people, whether it was through just one thing, changing that one little habit, or helping people lose weight and send their diabetes into remission.
Yeah, and he was sort of fearless, because you mentioned in the book, when he was looking at different forms of dieting, that he ingested tapeworms.
Yeah, exactly. So he was this master self-experimenter.
Yeah.
He always was willing to put his body on the line in the name of science to make himself the human guinea pig. So he ingested tapeworms. He grew 3 tapeworms on him. My mum was not very impressed with that. She wasn't very happy. He had a pet leech for a short time. He was doing caving. He did a televised colonoscopy. Clearly, he didn't have a lot of shame, but he...
Yeah.
He would never recommend something that he wasn't willing to do himself as well. So I think that's one of the things that made him so popular all around the world, really.
And before he died, I would imagine you had long chats in your family, because is your mother a doctor as well?
Yes, so she was a GP.
Uh-huh.
She's retired now, but yeah.
Right, so I would imagine you had long chats about the new weight loss medications, which we're going to talk about now.
Yeah, no, exactly. So we had spoken quite extensively about the new GLP-1 weight loss medications and what a difference they could make for certain people who are really struggling with obesity, but also some of the concerns that were emerging.
Yeah. So maybe let's start then, because people know a little bit about this, but they don't know a lot. So these treatments started as treatments for type 2 diabetes, and they've been around for over 20 years.
Exactly. So this class of weight loss drug has been around for 20 years, originally used for type 2 diabetes. It wasn't really until 2021 when this groundbreaking new study showed that semaglutide, also known as Ozempic or Wegovy, it showed that people could lose 15% of their body weight in people who were living with obesity, compared to around 2% in the controls. Now, we had never in the kind of history of weight loss treatments seen such a significant weight loss with relatively few side effects. So that's what really got the world talking.
Mm. So now, particularly the drug companies who make it, will get very excited, because this is the golden bullet. This was the thing that would do something that people have been seeking for years, and that was make people skinnier. And that's the vulgar way of saying it, but that's what they were thinking, wasn't it?
I mean, they had not. Yeah, there had been no weight loss treatments quite like it.
Yeah.
So the research into weight loss had become a kind of unsexy area that people didn't necessarily want to go into. So I'm sure the drug companies such as like Novo Nordisk, who create Ozempic, and Eli Lilly were absolutely delighted when they found these medications that were clearly very effective.
How do they work, Jack?
So they fit into the category of the GLP-1 agonists. And what this means is they mimic a naturally occurring gut hormone called GLP-1. And these work on, well, they work on multiple areas around the body, but three important organs. So firstly, they work on the pancreas. Like you say, this is why they've been used for type 2 diabetes. Mm. They help reduce our, control our blood sugars. Then they work on the gut, and they slow the emptying of food out of the stomach. And this helps keep us full and maintain that blood sugars. And finally, and this is why there is such a fascination around it, is they work centrally on the brain. So they reduce our appetite, but as well as reducing our appetite, they reduce our reward-driven eating. So they reduce our cravings. Okay. And yeah.
And cravings and food noise, they're similar things. Food noise, the phrase, where did that come from originally?
So it has been around for at least a decade, but it really hasn't been popularized until the last few years. Mm. And I think the reason these medications have brought such traction to it is because people who were living with daily cravings, they were taking these weight loss medications and waking up one day and they were able to quieten those cravings and reduce the siren's call of processed junk foods. Unfortunately, when these medications are stopped, those cravings do return. So it's so important to learn to kind of eat and live differently whilst you're on the medications, if you are thinking of them.
Because I'm just interested to know if the drug companies took that phrase, food noise, and sort of ran with it.
I don't think it originated from the drug companies, okay, but it wouldn't surprise me.
You describe in the book people who have this food noise, so it's a constant thinking about food, what they've just had, what they're going to eat, and even if this person is full, they're still thinking about what they're going to eat next. So it's never satisfied. But these drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy, they then silence this craving, which means that people eat less. So that's how it works.
That's a big part of how it works. So it directly reduces your appetite, but it also reduces this kind of reward-based need to eat. So, and that's your cravings. That's your constant internal food monologue. And like you say, that's that voice in your head that tells you to grab the extra slice of cake or that big bag of crisps and finish the family share a pack of that, even sometimes if you're not hungry.
Yeah, and this is a word we've become familiar with, obesogenic. We live in an obesogenic environment. So will you explain that for our listeners?
Sure. So the obesogenic environment, it refers to over the last 60 years, we've seen this dramatic rise in obesity across the world, you know, in Ireland, in the UK, in the US and elsewhere in the developing world. We have the same primitive Stone Age brains. Those brains have not really changed for tens of thousands of years, but the food environment has dramatically changed. So we're surrounded by these processed foods that are designed specifically to be addictive, to be overeaten. So, you know, we all know tucking into that big bag of Doritos, once you open it up, before you know it, you might have eaten the whole 200-gram pack of it. Mm. These foods are designed to reach that bliss point and have that perfect combination of, you know, sugars, salts, fats, starches that just send our reward systems haywire.
Yeah, because as you say in the book, back in the 1960s, these are UK figures, I'd imagine Ireland is similar, that around, you know, 1-2% of people were living with obesity. And in 2024, the Irish figures are 24% of Irish people, 26% of people in the UK, 40% of people in America. So the thing that has changed is our environment. And you describe big food as giving us these sort of addictive type unhealthy foods. And that's the problem.
I think that's a key part of the problem. You know, there are other factors like we do live these sedentary lifestyles and
less menial work, for example. You know, less you know, we're, a lot of us work in offices and we sit for most of the day.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I think modern life is built to kind of reduce exercise, but also we are just living in this period of complete food abundance. Food is everywhere. The temptations are everywhere.
So now we have Big Pharma with a solution to a problem created by Big Food.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So,
okay, so what are the side effects? Because I've heard horror stories about the side effects of these weight-reducing drugs.
So there's kind of two categories, I would say. So you've got these immediate side effects. So you have, it affects the gut and it slows down the gut. So you get you can get nausea, you can have vomiting or diarrhea, constipation, especially if you're overeating and continuing to not change what you are eating and how much you're eating. Now, there's also some of these more serious problems, such as bowel blockages, gallstones, as well as possibly pancreatitis. Now, in the book Food Noise, I discuss some of the more downstream consequences that I think could happen over time, especially because we're overfed, but we're undernourished. So one of my concerns is things like malnutrition. Robbie Williams came out recently and said that he had been taking these weight loss medications and actually not eating much at all. He developed scurvy, a disease of 16th century pirates and sailors and explorers. And one of my other concerns is muscle loss. Muscle is really important, not just for looking buff, but for your health.
Because researchers found that if you come off the drug, that what returns to your body is more fat and less muscle.
Yes, so
you end up with less muscle than you had before you went on the medication.
Quite possibly, especially if you don't do anything to protect your muscle. Okay. So, yeah.
So what's interesting in the book is, so you outlined the Mediterranean diet and exercise and everything that people should be, you could recommend anyway without the drugs. And people are probably looking at that and going, well, I would take the drug because I don't want to do that stuff. Or I've tried that stuff and it didn't work for me.
And that's one of the key things I try and talk about in the book. So it's highlighting what makes up a nutritious diet with the right kind of protein, healthy fats, fiber, micronutrients. And the Mediterranean style diet is one of the most evidence-based in the world. But also trying to highlight how important it is, but especially when you're on the drugs, things like some degree of resistance training. So that's strength training. But that can be as simple as, I mean, a lot of people are intimidated by going to the gym, especially if they've never been before. So even starting slowly, doing a few press-ups, even from your knees, from the comfort of your own home, doing some body weight squats or using a resistance band or some dumbbells, all sorts of things.
So this is in parallel with the weight loss medication?
Yes, so it's 100% in parallel. So I think there are a few things that I would be concerned about if you don't change your lifestyle. So firstly, I think if you don't change like what you eat, you may not lose anywhere near as much weight as they see in the studies. I mentioned you're more likely to suffer from some degree of malnutrition, muscle loss. And finally, if you do want to come off the medications or stop, you're very likely to regain that weight if you've not changed those habits. And
okay. So if you're a drugs company and you're telling people that you have to stay on this drug for life, and you start on this drug in your 30s, for example, and you're paying €250 or £250 or about that, depending on which drug you're on, a month for the rest of your life. Wow. That's an awful lot of money, isn't it? If you have millions of people all over the world who are living with obesity who could be prescribed this drug.
Without a doubt, it's not cheap at all, this medication.
Okay, and what I'll add to that is a lot of the research that's been done so far has been done by the drug companies. And you point out, which is hugely important, that the people who are in these studies have support. They have counselling on things that you said about nutrition and exercise. And there's a sort of a wraparound service for them. And the results are good, aren't they? About 20% weight loss. But that's not a real world study.
Yeah, so a lot of people at the moment, especially in the UK, and I'm sure it is the case in Ireland as well, is a lot of people are getting these medications, say, from the online pharmacies with limited support. Whereas in the study, like you say, they had a nutritionist, they had a clinician checking in on them and giving them the right sort of help, advice, guidance. So I think it is so yeah, it's so important to make sure you are at least well informed. And that's kind of why I wrote the book, really, because I think there is this massive gap.
There is research that suggests that there are effects of these drugs independent of weight loss. They may be used for other addictions like alcohol and drugs.
Yeah, so that's another really interesting area of research I think does definitely need further research. We are really in the early stages of that at the moment. But, part of the way these weight loss medications work is they do treat our addiction to these ultra processed foods. So anecdotally, at least, some people have reported less finger biting, less scrolling on their phones, that sort of thing. But we need some proper concrete studies to prove this.
Now, we mentioned earlier on that these drugs have been around for 20 years in low doses. It's only since 2021, which is only 4 years ago, that they've been used very publicly by people like Oprah Winfrey and Rebel Wilson, and they were high profile people who used the drugs, but they're using it a higher dosage, so there's no research on the long term effects of a higher dosage of these drugs.
There isn't.
No.
So, like you say, we have been using them for 20 years at these lower doses, but the weight loss dose is substantially higher, and we don't really know the full long term consequences of using it at this kind of population level. And yeah, like I say, I think things like muscle loss is a concern. So if people don't have sufficient muscle in later life, then they may have reduced mobility, increased risk of frailty. Mm-hmm. So I think, we still aren't sure how these weight loss medications will pan out.
We got on to Professor Donal O'Shea, consultant endocrinologist and national clinical lead for obesity in this country. So he tells us that 5,000 people have accessed these drugs for obesity through the HSE. About 2,000 stayed on it. And he's no idea how many are on it overall, because of the black market is huge in Ireland. And he agrees that there should be a wraparound service when these drugs are prescribed. I've watched and listened to Michael Mosley for many, many years, says one of our texters, Jack. Couldn't believe that he died, and in such circumstances. I saw him getting teary in an interview when he spoke about his family. Please pass on condolences to his son. He sounds like his dad, says Celine. So there you go.
Thank you.
Food Noise is the book. Dr. Jack Mosley, How Weight Loss Medications and Smart Nutrition Can Silence Your Cravings. We've a lot to learn, don't we, Jack, about this?
We really do. We really do.
Yeah, so be careful out there. And you would advise people not to buy their drugs online?
I wouldn't say don't buy them online, because I think that's a way a lot of people are. But you just need to make sure you are well informed and you're getting them from a licensed service, and you know for sure that these are the real medications and not just being bought from some black market source.
Okay. Thanks, Jack. Dr. Jack Mosley, thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.